This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right to your phone calls. Michael is on the line. Normally he's in New Hampshire, but he's in New York at the moment. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, gentlemen. Good evening. I'm in the middle of Midtown Manhattan at the Hotel Pennsylvania, attending the Last Hope conference. That's hackers on planet Earth. And I just wanted to give you a real brief report of what's been going on the first day and what it might mean for freedom.
Okay, great.
So I got here last night, and I was wearing my Ron Paul T-shirt when I arrived, and just out of the woodwork here among hackers, I met a couple of Ron Paul supporters already. This morning, I actually met another FTL listener.
Wow, who'd have thought?
Who also reads Anarchy in Your Head, Dale Everett's comic.
Excellent.
And so far it's been pretty good. I've been learning quite a bit about RFID and various ways that it can be used to track people. They've actually put an RFID chip in almost everyone's conference badge. So
really?
They're going to track people as they go around the hotel, around the conferences, and they'll do data mining on that just to demonstrate how it works and how RFID can be used to track people and classify them together and that sort of thing.
So is this a weekend-long conference? You're going to be there all weekend?
Yeah, it's going all the way through Sunday night.
Well, that's pretty cool. So the people that you've met that are liberty-friendly, have you mentioned that you're a Free Stater and how they feel about the Free State Project?
I had one who mentioned the Free State Project to me, and he's like, damn it, everyone's going to New Hampshire.
Well, you might as well jump on the bandwagon then, dude.
Yeah, definitely. It's better than Boston. It's certainly better than here.
Absolutely. So, well, that's awesome. Keep up the good work out there. I figured as much that the hacker community, at least some of them, might be liberty-oriented, so it's good to hear that.
Oh, yeah, and I actually managed to get a Ron Paul button into the hands of Jello Biafra.
Really?
Who apparently hates Ron Paul.
Well, Jello's a tried-and-true socialist, eh? I mean, all you have to do is listen to the dead Kennedys, and you'll realize, Jello's a socialist.
I've been promised a picture of Jello Biafra wearing a Ron Paul button.
Why would he do something like that if he hates Ron Paul? I don't understand.
Good question. Just for the hell of it, I think.
Tell him this, that one of the Free Talk Live hosts is a huge Dead Kennedys fan.
I don't think he cares.
I bet he does.
Which one of them is...
Well, you can believe that you can believe both Gardner and myself are big guys.
Why would he care who Free Talk Live is?
Because we're the biggest thing on the internet.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
we are the internet.
Okay then. I think my co-host has come down with some sort of delusional problem tonight. Hey, Michael, let's clear something up about hackers. They're not all bad guys, are they?
No, hackers are not bad guys, and it's not about. It's not so much about doing damage or breaking things. It's about being creative and doing things in new and innovative ways, pushing the envelope of technology, if you will. Just the phone I'm calling you on here at the conference is actually an old Quest payphone, which someone has taken and wired up to a voice over IP server here at the hotel.
Wow.
And they've actually got two payphones here, two old rotary desk phones, which are hooked into the VoIP network, and one Cisco IP phone.
So not only do the hackers, not only are they sort of known for breaking in digitally to different places, they aren't necessarily doing damage. It's just more of something that's challenging to them. They want to see if they can overcome the various digital barriers, and many hackers are employed to do just that, to actually hack and see if they can break through to things.
Yeah, that's called penetration testing. It's where a company might hire you to check their security of their systems by actually trying to break into them.
Right.
And invariably, there's some way that you can get into a system like that, because there's always, almost always in a big corporate network, there's going to be something that isn't patched. But, yeah, you're right. Hacking is about creativity. I mean, there's a whole section over here where they've got about two dozen soldering irons laid out, and you can buy electronics projects from Make Magazine, who's here, and take them over to the table and just put them together.
That's another thing, that there are a lot of websites out there about how you can hack into different devices, and you've mentioned some of the devices that they have there at the show, that you take them beyond their original specifications to, you know, be able to do things that it wasn't originally intended to do necessarily. So, for instance, some people have taken, you know, the guts from a Nintendo and put it into something else, or they've changed the iPhone around where you can do things you weren't supposed to be able to do, like access different cell phone networks, other things like that. Of course, it voids the hell out of your warranty, but the hackers don't care. It's their hobby. It's what they do for fun, and they can do some pretty neat stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's about fun. It's about the challenge. Like I said, it's about pushing the limits of what you can do with technology. And like I said, with these phones, with this VoIP they've got here, they're just giving away free phone calls. And I just saw one guy here dial off to, I don't know, Russia or somewhere. So
they have a payphone that they're giving, Michael, they have a payphone rigged up that they're giving free phone calls on?
Over VoIP.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Why not make people pay?
What's not to make sense of? You pick up the payphone, you don't put a coin in, and you dial your number.
There you go. Sounds like a lot of fun, man. I hope you enjoy yourself over there. Thanks for checking in tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, man.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks, dude. Take it easy. 800-259-9231, probably being put on by 2600 Magazine would be my guess. Probably the most noteworthy hacker magazine out there in the world.
What's the significance of the number 2600?
I believe it's a certain frequency of Hertz tone. Back in the old days, if you pull up the, I don't know, does the Anarchist Cookbook have that information? Anyway, back in the old days, you could go and you could get instructions on how to rig up what they call blue boxes, red boxes, or very different color boxes. And the colors don't actually have anything to do with anything. It's just they signify what the box does. And so one of the most popular ones, I forget what the type of box it was called, but one of the most popular emulates the sound that a coin makes when you put it into a payphone.
Really?
So basically what they would do is they would, and I think it was the 2600 tone, I believe that's the sound like of a quarter going into a payphone. And so essentially what they would do is they would create this little device, this little box, that you could essentially hold up to the receiver or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had to wire it in. I don't remember exactly. Some phones, I think you could hold up to the receiver, and then eventually the phone companies made it so the receivers are locked out. Like you ever notice how you pick up a payphone and you talk, you can't hear yourself until you make the call? Right. In the old days, you could hear yourself. You could play those tones into the receiver, and you could make free long-distance calls on the payphone. So I think that's where 2600 came from, but that's just me. I could be wrong. I'm not, you know, too immersed in the in that particular field.
You know, there's people growing up that right now that probably have never even seen a payphone. And when they see one, it's like a real rarity.
Yeah, well, they are becoming more and more rare.
They are
there's
rare.
No doubt about
it's like 50 cents to make a call.
It
was a dime when I was a kid. I remember when it went to a quarter, but it was a dime.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, that's inflation for you, right? Prices go up as they increase the money supply, as we talk about so often on this program.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Hey, anything goes on the show. You can call in, tell us your hacker stories if you want to. Of course, we had that story last night about the guy out in San Francisco who was formerly working for the city of San Francisco, decided to lock out their administrative area of their software, as I understood the story, and he's now holding the password. They're holding him in a jail cell, and they still can't get in. So,
$5 million bond, by the way.
You know what? These government people, Mark, they better be very concerned, because if they piss off the hackers, it's over. Like, they're lucky. They're just lucky at this point that the hackers have not made some sort of concerted effort to take down the information systems of the government, because really, it wouldn't be that hard. From what I understand...
Are you trying to goad them? Is that what you're trying to do with the
hackers?
I'm
not trying to goad them. I'm just saying...
Hackers, I dare you to put $1 million in my bank account.
No, I don't want to attract any attention like that. But I'm just saying, the government people, they're going to cross a line someday, you know, maybe regulating the internet or something like that, where these hackers are going to declare digital war against the government, and, you know, they're not going to be able to take it, the government people. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com, and enjoy the archives because they're right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to dig around, jump through any hoops. You just click and download for free at freetalklive.com. Now, in Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com to learn more. That's freedom-engineering.com. freetalklive.com. Your phone calls, we go to them. Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Well, during a sort of debate, kind of more of a discussion, Somalia was thrown into my face as the perfect example of how come anarchy can't possibly work in the real world. So I afterwards, and I didn't know what to say because, I mean, as far as I know, anarchy is this lawless country. I kind of tried to wiggle my way out of it, you know, but I said, well, from what I understand of Somalia, you have about a half a dozen or so different bloodthirsty gangs trying to take control by use of force, the governmental apparatus that exists, and that's not anarchy by any means. I mean, well, that's anarchy in the conventional sense, but it's not anarchy in the sense that we're talking about.
Yes, the situation in Somalia is an interesting one.
Right, and here we have one bloodthirsty gang that has taken hold of the government apparatus.
Well, and you also have to go back to the roots of where it came from. You could go real far back and talk about the tribal system and all that, but let's just go back to the earlier mid-1990s when the U.S. government went in there and essentially wiped out what was at that time, the Somali government. And they... You know, it was after that that the Somali people just decided they really weren't interested in having a government again, now that one was particularly gone. But they went in and they, you know, whenever you get rid of a government through force, it seems like every single time that happens, there are always strongmen willing to step in to try to wrest control for themselves. And you could talk about the warlords if you want to, but the warlords, in many cases, are actually providing legitimate protection services. So it kind of depends on which warlord and where they are. But the really interesting part is that the UN is the primary factor in trying to reinstitute a government. So the U.S. went in there. This is all my understanding. I certainly don't live there, and I'm not really following the situation too closely. But the government ousted the U.S. government ousted the existing Somali government. And ever since then, the U.N. and its cronies have been attempting to put their people in charge of Somalia. They've been attempting to create a new government from the outside when the Somali people are rejecting that. For the most part, the Somali people have rejected that. They would rather go back to tribalism than have this government foisted upon them by these outside interests. So that's kind of the struggle that's continuing to go on in Somalia, in that there are people that want to control that place, and they are willing to come in and use force in order to do it. It's not that the people in Somalia voluntarily said, we're done with this government, we've chosen to not deal with it anymore. It was taken out by force, and that 99 times out of 100, or every time in history, has resulted in more violence into the future.
Well, and another thing about the tribalism in Africa is, well, you know, every time you see a country with straight lines, and there are a great deal of them in Africa, straight lines is on their borders, you know that there's going to be, you know, a lot of strife, because what you've done is you've taken the tribes that exist there and you've sort of put democracy in, so the larger tribe, or the more powerful tribe in some cases, manages to get control of the government, and then it generally subjugates to some level or another the less powerful tribe or smaller tribes. And so people in Africa don't want that crap. Who would? Right. Who would want the next guy, the next group of that you don't belong to in charge? Because it's no good for you. They don't want you. They're never going to let you get any kind of power. They're never going to let you have the good jobs.
Somalia may be somewhat chaotic, but it's only because it hasn't really had a chance to exit the phase of chaos, which was started in the 90s, despite what many of the Somali people might want. Again, they didn't choose to throw off their own government on a voluntary basis. It was just sort of thrown off, and then there was chaos to follow. But what's interesting about Somalia is that there is some level of a freer market there than there is in the surrounding African countries that are still being ruled by despotic dictators, in that you can go and get a landline phone service installed in Somalia faster than you can get it installed in the United States. Cell phones are all over the place in Somalia, and cell phone service is popping up everywhere. So there, to some extent, not having the government around has allowed allowed for marketplace developments to happen that otherwise were not able to happen prior to that in Somalia. There are more cell phones in Somalia, from what I understand, than anywhere else in Africa. So yeah. There are some interesting things to look at.
Certainly, and one of the things I checked was the CIA fact book, and the CIA fact book said, you know, it mentioned the things you're mentioning, but it also said things like, well, despite that, you know, there's electrical service, and it's steady, it's being provided.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, the cell phone, the telecommunications is improved. But talking about dictatorship, something you said reminded me of the tribal situation. I was in Africa. I've been there three times.
Oh, wow.
I was in a country called Equatorial Guinea. It's the only Spanish-speaking country in Africa. I believe it's the only Spanish-speaking. It's one of the only, if it's not the only. And I saw firsthand, well, first of all, you know, it was created by the European powers. They drew a border and said, here, you people live together or else.
Okay.
And I saw firsthand the American military aid that they provide and financial aid that they provide with our tax money. There are helicopter gunships that fly through the capital city of Equatorial Guinea just to let the populace know you probably shouldn't revolt.
Mm.
Probably
no
shouldn't
here.
Do it. Yeah. So that's what they do with our money.
Right. So it's easy to look at Somalia and say, aha, anarchy won't work, but it's not really an example of what we want. We want to change the hearts and minds of people individually to get them to understand that voluntary interaction is preferable to coercive interaction and to get them to choose to throw off the shackles of the state.
They never yearned for it, is what you're saying.
Well, they may have, but you know, it didn't come about in the ideal fashion. All that said, though, Somalia has probably got to be one of the better, most improving situations in Africa than many of its surrounding neighbors.
That's right.
So,
what kind of examples about Somalia did they say? Well, this Somalia, in fact, approves. What part of it did they say proves that anarchy can't work?
Well, pretty much just that it's a violent crap hole. You know, I mean, the guy didn't have any.
Right.
Any more information to the negative than I had to the positive.
Right, and he knows that it's a violent crap hole. How? I haven't heard anything about violence in Somalia. Maybe their elected officials, you know, not elected officials, but the people that would be in charge are trying to kill each other off. But what's that have to do with the average person?
Yeah, it's just more of an impression that people have of Somalia than anything else. It's like they think that once the government, if we say that that the marketplace is great, then they believe that everything should be, thank you, by the way, for the call, Stephen, they believe that everything should be fixed, you know, overnight. It does take a little bit of time for things to happen. More coming up. You take control. And as I said, there are people that are fighting over power there. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. For free, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or know somebody who does, SACL CAI is the biggest sponsor of Free Talk Live. Please do business with them. They do collections. They do it in an entirely different manner. They don't break anybody's kneecaps in doing their collections. I think you'll enjoy the experience. I know the owner. I know him well. And, he's not a bad guy. He's a really good guy. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Let's talk a little more about Somalia. It's a pretty interesting place, and the few minutes we just spent on it doesn't really do justice for what the situation is like over there. Though a quick Google search and heading over to Mises.org will result in some interesting stuff about Somalia. I'm trying to pull the latest information out because obviously you don't want this stuff to be too dated. This story was from back in late 2007. Spencer McCollum at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. He says, were there such a category, Somalia would hold a place in the Guinness Book of World Records as the country with the longest absence of a functioning central government. When the Somalis dismantled their government in 1991 and returned to their pre-colonial political status, the expectation was that chaos would result, and that, of course, would be the politically correct thing to expect. But imagine if it were otherwise. Imagine any part of the globe not being dominated by a central government and the people there surviving and even prospering. If such were to happen and the idea spread to other parts of Africa or other parts of the world, the mystique of the necessity of the state might be irreparably damaged, and many politicians and bureaucrats might find themselves walking about looking for work. If the expectation was that Somalia would plunge into an abyss of chaos, what's the reality? A number of recent studies addressed this question, including one by economist Peter Leeson, drawing on statistical data from the UN Development Project, World Bank, CIA, and World Health Organization. comparing the last 5 years under the central government, which was 1985 through 1990, with the most 5 recent years of anarchy, 2000 to 2005, Leeson finds these welfare changes. Life expectancy has increased from 46 to 48.5 years. Now, this is a poor expectancy as compared with developed countries, but in any measurement of welfare, what is important to observe is not where a population stands at a given time, but what is the trend. Is the trend positive, or is it the reverse?
Sounds like it's positive to me.
Number of one-year-olds fully immunized against measles rose from 30 to 40%. Number of physicians per 100,000 population rose from 3.4 to 4. Number of infants with low birth weight fell from 16 per 1,000 to 0.3. Almost none. Infant mortality per 1,000 births fell from 152 to 114.9. Maternal mortality per 100,000 births fell from 1,600 to 1,100. Percentage. These aren't these are not statistically insignificant.
No, they're not. I'm trying to. It's difficult on radio just listening to hearing numbers. You know, being peppered with them. But it sounds like there's some good things going on there.
Percent of population with access to sanitation rose from 18 to 26. Percent of population with access to at least one health facility rose from 28 to 54.8. Percent of the population in extreme poverty, i.e. earning less than a dollar per day, fell from 60 to 43.2. Radios per 1,000 population rose from 4 to 98.5. Telephones per 1,000 population rose from 1.9 to 14.9.
1.9 to 14.9, that's huge.
TVs per 1,000 population rose from 1.2 to 3.7. Fatalities due to measles fell from 8,000 to 5,600. Another even more comprehensive study published in 2006 by the Independent Institute concludes, we find that Somalia's living standards have improved generally, not just in absolute terms, but also relative to other African countries since the collapse of the Somali central government.
So maybe anarchy in Somalia, if you can call it that, I don't know. It sounds more like tribalism. Tribalism in Somalia isn't so bad for them.
Somalia's pastoral economy...
I mean, the fact that they killed a few U.S. soldiers does not mean that it's, you know, a reign of terror over there.
Somalia's pastoral economy is now stronger than that of either neighboring Kenya or Ethiopia. It's the largest exporter of livestock of any East African country. Telecommunications have burgeoned in Somalia. A call from a mobile phone is cheaper in Somalia than anywhere else in Africa. A small number of international investors are finding the level of security and property and contract in Somalia warrants doing business there. Among these companies are Dole, the BBC.
That's really a huge issue.
DHL, British Airways, General Motors, and Coca-Cola, which recently opened a large bottling plant in Mogadishu. A five-star Ambassador Hotel is operating in Hargeisa, and three new universities are fully functional. That's Amud in Barama, Mogadishu, and the University of Benadir, all opened in two of them in 97, one of them in 2002. Now, all of this is terribly politically incorrect for the reason I suggested. Consequently, the United Nations has now spent well over $2 billion attempting to reestablish a central government in Somalia. But here is the irony. It's the presence of the United Nations that has caused virtually all of the turbulence that we've seen in Somalia. And he will explain why that's the case. Like most of pre-colonial Africa, Somalia is traditionally a stateless society. When the colonial powers withdrew, in order to better serve their purposes, they hastily trained local people and set up European-style governments in their place. And they were supposed to be democratic, but they soon devolved into brutal dictatorships. Democracy is unworkable for several reasons in Africa. The first is that voting does is to divide a population into two groups, a group that rules and a group that is ruled. This is completely at variance with Somali tradition. Second, if democracy is to work, it depends, in theory at least, upon a populace that will vote on issues. But in a kinship society such as Somalia, voting takes place not on the merit of issues, but along group lines.
Yeah.
One votes according to one's clan affiliation. Since the ethic of kinship requires loyalty to one's fellow clansmen, the winners use the power of government to benefit their own members, which means exploitation of the members of other clans. Consequently, when there exists a governmental apparatus with its awesome powers of taxation, police, and judicial monopoly, the interests of the clans conflict. Some clan will control that apparatus, and to avoid being exploited by the other clans, each must attempt to be that controlling clan. Now, the turmoil in
Somalia. This is exactly what I said during the call, is that essentially you have these tribal situations, and, you know, the big tribe rules the small tribes.
And, well, I mean, that's essentially what we have here in this country, don't we? It's just here it's interest groups, right? Here it's one group wants this way, the other group wants a different way, and they all try to wrest control of the state to impose their way by force. Anyway, yes, it's similar to what we said, but this guy's actually, you know, done the research, and so he sounds a little more educated than we do. So the turmoil in Somalia consists in the clans maneuvering to position themselves to control the government whenever it might come into being, and this has been exacerbated by the governments of the world, especially the United States, keeping alive the expectation that a government will soon be established and supplying arms to whomever seems at present most likely to be able to bring democracy to Somalia. So the warlord phenomenon refers to clan and independent militias, often including leftovers of the former central government who promised to establish a government under the control of their own clan. They often operate outside the control of the traditional elders and sometimes in opposition to them. Hence, the most violent years in Somalia were the years following 1991, when the United Nations was physically present, attempting to impose a central government. When the United Nations withdrew in 1995, the expectation of a future central government began to recede, and things began to stabilize. But the United Nations continued its efforts to reestablish a government through a series of some 16 failed peace conferences. In 2000, it set up a straw government, the Transitional National Government. However, not only did the northern Somali clans not recognize the TNG, it was unable to control its intended capital city of Mogadishu. Today, because these people don't want a government. Like, the UN keeps coming in trying to form new governments, and the Somali people have to fight it off with violence at that point. They are not interested. Today, a combined peacekeeping mission of the United States-backed troops from Ethiopia, Somali's traditional enemy, and Uganda, under the aegis of the African Union, is in Mogadishu attempting to prop up the TNG and secure its control over the rest of Somalia. And violence soars. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The only path to true liberty is through enlightenment and not through a violent process. At least that's how I see it. Want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family, with everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray. Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple concept. You send us $3 a month, we give you some perks, and we take that money, by the way, and reinvest it into the show. It's not going to cut paychecks. It's going to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get more listeners on board with the program, thereby spreading the message of freedom, thereby encouraging more people to shift that perspective that we were talking about earlier, shift from the belief in a coercive society to accepting that voluntary interaction is the way to go. These are the things the AMP program does. So if you like that and you want to get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com and join up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls about what you want. Adam is on the line in Texas. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering if anybody had any information on the gathering in Bohemian Grove this year, if there were the attendees and all that. I don't know.
No, I don't think this show, we don't really pay attention to that sort of stuff. I mean, who cares if a bunch of muckety mucks meet together and, you know, sacrifice.
Dance around an owl.
Yeah, sacrifice crap in the forest. I mean, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. What's the relevance?
2,700 of the world's leaders.
Are they your leaders?
Huh?
Are they your leaders? Because they're not my leaders.
George Bush was there.
Is he your leader?
He is kind of right now, isn't he?
Oh, no. You follow George Bush?
I think you could make the argument that he is in charge of your life to some extent.
I don't have a George Bush sticker on my car.
Okay. Well, then he's probably not your leader, and he's not my leader. Look, there are people that are in search of power, and there are always going to be people in search of power, especially as long as we have these governments around for them to grab control over. And some of them are going to meet up and talk about grabbing more power. I mean, if that's what you're suggesting was going on at the Bohemian Grove, then it's probably not the only place these people meet up and have meetings about how they're going to grab more power. I mean, really, that's all that we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir, that is.
Okay, then there you go. You can rest assured that a bunch of muckety-mucks met together and talked about getting more power. That's what happened. What else do you need to know?
Well, okay, on the flip side of the coin, I'd like to know some solutions. What can we do?
Well, it depends on what you want.
We know a lot more than we ever do now. And then
okay, hold on. Before you go on asking what do you want, what can we do, let me ask you, what do you want?
I want the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our Patriot Act abolished and the Military Commissions Act abolished. And the
Well, I would say that if that's what you want, then you've got quite a long road to hoe. You are going to have to try to infiltrate political parties or start your own and then work within the system to get people elected and then hope they can get in there and they can repeal the law.
Secession is an option.
Secession is an option, but that's not what he wanted. Now,
right,
what
he wanted
I
the Constitution.
What I want is liberty. I want personal and economic freedom, and I want my neighbors to have as much freedom as I want for myself. Now, if you want similar things, then we can talk about what you can really do that'll make a difference. But if that's not what you want, then I won't give you any suggestions.
No, I totally agree with you.
All right. Then in that case, you should look into the Free State Project. If you're willing to grant your weird neighbor down the street as much freedom as you want for yourself, and hopefully that's total freedom, then you should go to freestateproject.org and read about that. The idea there is to get 20,000 liberty-loving people to all move to the same place, and that would be New Hampshire. That's the state that's been chosen, and then to become activists for liberty once they arrive. And it's already working out brilliantly. There are hundreds of people that are already here. We're having an amazing time. We're meeting great people, and it's really been a success. There's both political activism and civil disobedience going on here. There's media outreach and all kinds of stuff that's happening, and it is going to make a difference, and we don't have to change a damn thing on the federal level. In fact, I think we're going to see secession sometime within the next, 20 years or something.
I don't
like
know
that.
About that, but it may
seems
happen.
Inevitable. That I don't even know if the federal government's going to last 20 more years, so who knows? But I hope that's a solution for you.
What town is that in New Hampshire?
There's no town specifically. It's the entire state of New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about it. You should find what area of New Hampshire is right for you and move there and then figure out what activism is right for you and do that. And there's links to all that information over at freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. There are people out there like that guy that are definitely somewhat aligned with our viewpoint, and they like the idea of freedom. It's just that they've been sort of told this story that the only way to go about getting it is to play within the system and play by the rules and try to take over Washington, D.C. to somehow get freedom back for their lives.
Let me tell you, a lot of people with a lot more money than you have already taken over Washington, D.C., and you are never going to get it back, is my opinion.
Right.
But
that's just truth.
I don't see our Constitution being adhered to, at least not by my interpretation. According to the Supreme Court, it is being adhered to.
It's not my Constitution. I mean, it was a nice document and all, and I know they have the best of intentions with it, but it's not mine, it's theirs.
Yeah.
And they aren't adhering to their Constitution.
You know, and I like it. I like the Declaration of Independence. I think those
are sure. It's still a great document.
Really great documents that make me feel good when I read them, and I like the idea of a nation running by them. I don't see a nation running by those documents, so what am I supposed to do about that?
Forget about them. Focus on New Hampshire. Let's free this one place, and then if anybody else wants to have freedom for themselves, they can either join us in New Hampshire or they can do it where they live. Let's continue with your calls and talk to you, Jeff in Texas, rather. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the executive branch and abuse of power. The PBS put out a documentary last year, and it was called, the documentary is called Cheney's Law. Again, it's a PBS documentary. You can probably pull it up on a Google video.
Don't you think it's inevitable, Jeff, that power will be abused?
Well, I think especially in government, I think it really keys in on,
Well, isn't that effectively the only real power we've got out there? Sure, there are some individual gang members and some bad guys that will wield power over one or two people's lives, but for the most part, the vast majority of power that is wielded in this world that we live in is by government people. And it doesn't seem to matter who you put in charge of the government apparatus. Power attracts those who want to wield it and hurt others. I mean, they're just... Don't you just see that as being the case? Does it matter if it's Cheney or Obama or whoever it is that's going to fill the vacancy next? They're all going to wield power, and they'll have no concern for the people whose lives they harm as a result of it.
Yeah, I the way I interpreted some of the things were, they talked about Alberto Gonzalez, which was, of course, he resigned, and then they talked about Cheney's lawyer, which was which is David Addington, and they talked about, how Gonzalez, he basically knew little or nothing about constitutional law or national security. And I think that David Addington was basically running the DOJ from the White House.
That is meaningless to me. I don't know. I've heard the Gonzalez name. I don't know the other people. But
I've heard all the names. We don't know what's going on in there. Some people can speculate that this administration is the worst administration yet. I don't know. I think there's some evidence for it. But what's the evidence that the next administration won't be the worst?
That's probably a true statement
every single time. The worst.
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. So, again, more of that sort of distraction of, let's look at these politicians and talk about how bad they are. Well, the system is inherently bad. The system is the problem. It's the whole concept of power over other people's lives that we need to abolish. There's no real power. There's just men willing to use guns.
I can see the attraction to it. I was very wrapped up in the Ron Paul campaign that was going on during the Republican primary here in this year. I was really wrapped up in it. I wanted Ron Paul to be the next president of the United States, and I thought there was a chance, at least big enough that he could lay the groundwork for the next candidate to come along in four more years. And I just don't know that happened at all. What it showed me is that America's not ready. Not interested in liberty or returning the Constitution or any of those things.
I don't know if I would agree with that assertion. I would suggest that what the Ron Paul showed me is that there's a significant, if minority, but a significant percentage of Americans that is interested in liberty and interested in freedom. And they do want something. They like Adam in Texas, want a solution. They want an idea. And Ron Paul for them was the idea of the moment, right? Ron Paul was something for them to get behind and to get excited about. And boy, did they. And we saw the results of all that. And it was the most phenomenal pro-liberty campaign that I think has ever happened.
Right, I agree, and that's really it just points to my point, which is there was the most phenomenal campaign. There were
but that's
blimps.
Not
there were
much.
TV. There but was a libertarian candidate with TV ads, radio ads, millions and millions of dollars. The most donated in a day. The most donated in a quarter. Everything, and still Americans ignored it.
Americans
want this old crazy POW to run the country.
Fair. Ron Paul still got a fraction of the coverage these other guys got. He got more coverage than other libertarian candidates, but a fraction of the other guys.
More proof there's no way you can ever do anything with Washington.
That much is true. That much is true. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this age,